That is correct, and that could bleed over into Saturday. It looks like this event has slowed down a little bit in the last 18 hours or so, so we're kind of focusing a bit more late Friday night into Saturday. It'll just be a very dynamic system, meaning there's a lot of wind energy associated with it in the middle and upper levels of the atmosphere. You know, again, it is March, and anytime you start to see those temperatures warm into the mid and upper 70s, it's usually followed by a round of strong to severe thunderstorms. But the potential is certainly there. You know, we can't take anything off the table, that's for sure.